Mike Kabubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life, eternal life, unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and I'm so glad you've joined us for a few moments of fellowship and study together around the precious Word of the Living God. May I invite you to get your Bible or New Testament and turn with us to the book of Matthew. We're continuing in our study today in Matthew chapter 4, and we're studying about the power of God's Word. How that reading God's Word and obeying it will give you a weapon to use against sin and against Satan. And so it's important that we read the Word of God and that we obey the Word of God. And any of you that are listening that do not have a New Testament, so you cannot follow along with us, then we'd invite you to write to us. And we'd be delighted to send you a free New Testament containing all 27 books of the New Testament, all in one volume. And you can write to us, Bob Griggs, that's capital G-R-I-G-G-S. The next line would be Post Office Box 825. And the next line would be Ignacio, that's spelled capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O, comma, Colorado, capital C-O is the abbreviation for Colorado, and then the zip code 81137-0825. We look forward to hearing from you, and we'll be delighted to send you the outline if you'd like to have our outline, plus we'll be glad to send you a free New Testament if you do not have one. Now again today, reading God's Word and obeying it will give you a weapon to use against sin and Satan. We've already read Hebrews 4:12, where it tells us that the Word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. And this was the weapon Jesus used when tempted by the devil in the wilderness after he had fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. And last time we read verse 4 where he told Satan, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Yes, the Word of God is powerful, beloved. Again, verse 7. Jesus had been tempted by the devil. He had put him on a pinnacle of the temple and said, if you'll cast yourself down, then the angels will bear you up and people will see that you are indeed the true and the living God. And he was tempting Jesus to draw men to himself without dying for their sin. But verse 7, Jesus said to them, it is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Again, Jesus used the same weapon to defeat the devil, and it ended the temptation. And then, verse 10, here we see in verse 9, Satan took him up on the high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and said, I'll give you all of these if you will fall down and worship me. Because these kingdoms of the world right now are under Satan's control and dominion. Satan got the dominion from man back in Genesis 3 when man yielded to temptation and disobeyed God. He had been given dominion over the world by God, but Satan took that dominion away from man when man disobeyed God and yielded to what the devil told him to do. And so Satan is spoken of as the prince of the power of the air, and he is the ruler of this world. But O beloved, our Lord and our God is mightier than Satan, and is able to overrule Satan, even though he is presently in charge of ruling here on the earth and through the governments of men. Our Lord is greater and mightier. And so we see that Satan was tempting Jesus to have the kingdoms of the world and to set up his kingdom without redeeming man from sin, and he would have had a host of sinners following him. No, Satan was trying to keep Jesus from obeying and fulfilling God's will, and trying to keep Jesus from being the sinless Savior of mankind by getting him to sin against the Father by obeying the devil. Verse 10, Then saith Jesus unto him, Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. You see, Satan wanted Jesus to worship him. Satan wanted Jesus to serve him. But Jesus said, God is the one who is to serve, and he is alone is the one that is to be worshipped. Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. And so we see that Satan, who in the Greek is an adversary, spoken of as an adversary in the Greek, that's what the name Satan means, the adversary. He tried to get Jesus to obey him. Look with me again quickly to the book of Luke chapter 4, and notice again verse 4, where the devil had tempted him concerning bread. And verse 4, Jesus answered Satan, saying, It is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Beloved, it's the word of God that is food for the spiritual being of the believer and will help the believer to grow. It's the Word of God that convicts of sin and open men's eyes to their need of Jesus Christ. It's the Word of God that is the incorruptible seed, as we saw previously, that will bring forth life eternal into the soul and spirit of the individual who will heed God's Word and obey God's Word and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. The power of the Word of God. And then again in Luke 4 and verse 8, And Jesus answered and said unto him, Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. And then again in verse 12, And Jesus answering said unto him, It is written, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And when the devil had ended all the temptations, he departed. You see, Jesus used the sword of the Spirit against the enemy, and it defeated him. The Word of God is our weapon to use against sin and Satan. It's so vital, beloved, that you and I study the Word of God, that you and I read the Word of God. Is reading God's Word important? Absolutely. It's vitally important for victory in the life of the believer. So let me admonish you to begin to read the Word of God. And we have a Bible reading guide that we will be happy to send to you to help you to read the Word of God through. And you can read the Word of God through in a year with this Bible reading guide. So if you'll write to us, we'll be delighted to send you a Bible reading guide, free and postage paid. Our address again, Bob Griggs, G-R-I-G-G-S, Post Office Box 825, Ignacio, spelled capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O, Ignacio, Colorado, capital C-O, period, 81137-0825. Now, reading God's Word and obeying it and memorizing it will keep you from sin. Did you know that, beloved? God's Word will keep you from sin. Hiding it in your heart, beloved, will help you to discern what's right and what's wrong, and it will keep you from sin. That's why the world we're living in now hates the Ten Commandments, because the Ten Commandments convicts men of sin. That's why our nation is drifting away from God, because she is not aware of the Word of God. That's why stores have to have signs up now that it is a crime to do shoplifting, because people do not know that it's wrong to sin, because they do not know the Word of God, and it's being removed more and more from the heart and mind of mankind here in our nation. And that's why our nation is becoming so morally corrupt, and so wicked, and so vile, and so evil, because they're turning from the Word of God. Oh, beloved, reading God's Word and obeying it, memorizing it, hiding it in your heart. Psalm 119, 9 through 11. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? Psalm 119, 9 through 11. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to thy word. Oh yes, taking heed according to thy word. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. By taking heed according to thy word, with my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Psalm 119, 9 through 11. Oh, beloved, read the Word, and the more you read the Word, the more it will begin to penetrate your mind and begin to penetrate your thoughts and begin to impact and empower you to turn away from sin, to walk in obedience to the living God. Oh, let me admonish you to hide God's Word in your heart. In Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 6, we read these words, God speaking to the nation of Israel, and these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. Yes, beloved, hiding God's Word in our heart. How important it is that we heed and obey the Word of God and hide it in our heart, that we might not sin against the Lord Jesus Christ and against Almighty God. Till next time, goodbye.